Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sanjay Bangar, assistant coach of the Indian cricket team, is here to address the press conference. We are good to go, so you can start by raising your hand.
Sanjay, how will you explain the last match's performance? Like a sort of the one thing which you can probably forget and move on, or was something that you felt that we didn't do right as a batting group?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it was a one-off game for us. We all know that we played well below our potential and our expected level. So the boys realize it, and we just need to put that game behind and look forward to the next game.
Any issue with the audio?
Sanjay, there's a dependency basically on the top order. They've scored nearly 60% of India's ODI runs in the last 2 years. And you have MS Dhoni, who's very experienced.
Okay, all good. Can I take guard now? Yeah.
There's a sort of a top order dependency. They've scored 60% of India's runs in the last 2 years. Then there's obviously MS Dhoni. Take apart those four. Is there a bit of a worry that the rest of the middle order hasn't won enough games for India? Is there a worry like that?
Well, it's you want your best batsman to be playing the maximum number of balls, and if you see that has been the reason of our success. And If they are batting really well, what happens is that the middle order doesn't really get those opportunities which are required for them to maintain their groove. And this is a conscious effort that we've made, especially in the Australia series as well as in this series, wherein we have rotated the players. And this is also one of those series wherein our top order hasn't got 100. So it has given a lot of experience and a lot of time out to our middle order to go out there and bat and play situations, which they did really brilliantly in, if you see, in Sydney, or wherein MS got to bat for a length of time along with Rohit. Then you also saw what a Bhuvi can do at number 8, or if need be, a Jaddu can do at number 8. So it only gives us great game time for the middle order as well as the lower order. And they have finished games whenever they got an opportunity to do so, wherein if you look back at a number of games come to my mind. If you look at the Cuttack game, India-England, we had a collapse, and MS and Yuvraj got 100, both got hundreds. Then you look at the game in Indore against South Africa, wherein again we got a score of around 240, which was defended by us. Then you see what in the crucial sort of a final at MCG, wherein we needed to get 240 and the top order again got out. So we are still able to finish the job, even in the game at Adelaide, wherein with 0-1 down and 300 to chase on a slowish track, you saw how the middle order rose to the occasion and finished the game for us. So yes, some situations have been trying, but it's not that the middle order hasn't performed when it was required. More often than not, whenever it has been put in a situation, it has delivered. Maybe last game was an aberration.
You talk about somebody like Raidu and Dinesh Karthik. There's been an irregularity in terms of selection. Say somebody like Dinesh Karthik hasn't played 3 matches, then didn't play 2 matches. How does somebody like that maintain his form, just batting in the nets enough? Somebody like Raidu who didn't play for, say, 6 weeks, and then he was a little rusty to start off with.
No, that's where we are trying to balance it out, because some guys are only playing one format of the game. It's not that all these guys are playing international cricket throughout, which is an advantage to have. I feel that if you are playing consistently in all formats of the game, it is easier for you to come and play international cricket straight away. So that is a thing that we are trying to balance, wherein there are going to be times when you are trying to balance out opportunities to all of these players and keep them hot and give them enough game time. There are going to be times wherein a player might not get 5 or 6 games in a row. So we are trying to balance it out. And in the number of games that we've had, we have made sure that everybody is at least getting some sort of a hit by rotating the players around.
There will be some people who make a connection between that fourth ODI performance and perhaps not having Virat or MS Dhoni on the pitch. Is that a fair connection to make?
Yeah, it also gives us an opportunity for us to reflect, actually, in case we lose out on a couple of players due to fitness issues, because going forward, the World Cup is going to be a long tournament, 9 games to play. So you're going to get some injuries, players are going to miss out. So it also gave us a reflection as to how players will cope up in their absence. And, you know, we were found wanting in that sort of a situation last game. But again, all these players are quality players. Even in the previous game, Raidu and Dinesh Karthik, they stitched up a partnership of 80 to finish the game in the third game. So you know, you can't really draw too many conclusions after one odd failure.
So without Virat and MS and maybe others, as you mentioned, that may miss out through injury between now and the World Cup, have you seen what you wanted to see from the rest of the players in this week from fourth ODI to the fifth?
Yeah, I mean, these are basically, probably the selectors have got that list down to 20, and these are the players that we have, and most of them are going to be part of the World Cup squad. So we've seen and we've assessed the potential of a lot of individuals, a lot of players, and the team management is pretty sure, and I'm also clear that, you know, the selectors also watching intently, and going forward we'll settle into a nice team which covers all bases.
Is he starting for tomorrow?
Yeah, he's fit. Yeah.
So he'll play.
Yeah, he'll play.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.